President Bush yesterday made his latest effort to build public support for the war in Iraq.
In places like Mosul and Najaf, residents are seeing tangible progress in their lives. They're gaining a personal stake in a peaceful future, and their confidence in Iraq's democracy is growing.
A CBS New York Times poll finds the president's approval rating climbing slightly. But despite the president's insistence that he has a plan for victory, most people surveyed say he doesn't. Unlike the president and unlike many lawmakers in both parties, most Americans surveyed say they want a timetable for an American withdrawal. NPR's David Welna has been traveling with one lawmaker who favors a timetable, Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russ Feingold.
Dickeyville, Wisconsin is home to about 1,000 souls deep in the state's southwestern corner. More than 50 of the locals are crowding into the town's firehouse. They're here for one of Senator Russ Feingold's trademark listening sessions. And even though Grant County is predominantly Republican, Democrat Feingold gets a friendly reception.
I love these listening sessions, but it's a real challenge to go to all 72 counties every year. This is my 13th year in a row, and this is number 72.
You look healthy as all get up.
Well, you know, stress will do that for you.
For these people, it's a chance to let Feingold know what's on their minds. And just as it's been at the 71 other town meetings Feingold's held this year, Iraq is the number one concern here in Dickeyville. Helen McLean tells Feingold she's come from neighboring Dubuque, Iowa, to thank him for setting a troop withdrawal target date.
You got ahead of this, Stephen. You know, what everybody's talking about now, about getting out. You've been saying it for quite a while.
And that's because that's what people here at these meetings told me.
Yeah.
I wasn't ahead of folks here. They told me, how come there isn't a plan to finish this thing? And after you hear it about 20 times, it even gets through my head. And I just thought, I don't care if people in Washington think that this is something they can't talk about. Everybody in Wisconsin, but apparently in Iowa, wants to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it.
Wisconsinites are talking about Iraq, but they're plainly not all of one mind what to do about it. A short walk up the road from the Dickeyville Firehouse is Valentine's Restaurant. Owner Pat Valentine, who at 51 is a year younger than Feingold, voted for President Bush. She sides with reservists she knows who've been to Iraq and who want to finish the job there.
There's never going to be a time that that job's done. And I know people want their kids home. But I don't think that you can say by January 1st of 2007, everybody's got to be home. I don't think it's going to work that way.
But others who once supported the war are now fed up. Talk to Paul Kinney, a 76-year-old dairy farmer and Democrat from Blue River, Wisconsin, and you'll hear about a local lad who died 3 days after the Army sent him to Iraq.
You know, he was killed by a roadside bomb. 19 years old. This kid never had a chance, you know, and... What did we gain by losing that young neighbor boy in Iraq? His life is wiped out. His family's life is disrupted forever. And I just think we got to get out of there.
It's a message Feingold chides fellow Democratic lawmakers for missing. He does this at another listening session in tiny Steuben on the banks of the Kickapoo River when 78-year-old He-Man Brossard, a retired school superintendent, complains that Republicans are getting far too much airtime.
What in the hell happened to the Democrats?
For one, I agree with you. And I've been out there, you know, I literally said this summer after I... Well, you know, I said, how come none of you guys are talking about Iraq? I said, have you been home lately? Have you talked to the boss lately? If you go home and talk to the boss, they're going to give you hell about what's going on in Iraq. And so I kept warning them, and I said, look, I'm... In June, I said, I want to get... at least a timeline to bring the troops home, and then Democrats wouldn't even talk to me about it. So I said, all right, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to throw out a time frame out here to get people talking about it. Well, finally that worked, and Democrats are now all talking about it. But we have to stop being the day late and a dollar short party.
Besides being out front on Iraq, Feingold was the only member of the Senate to vote against the USA Patriot Act shortly after the 9/11 attacks. And he's often broken ranks with his party on other issues. He's the only Democrat who voted to hear evidence in President Clinton's impeachment trial. He voted for John Ashcroft to be Attorney General, and he's opposed many gun control bills. Kenneth Mayer is a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He once informally advised Feingold and has known him for years.
There are a lot of mainline Democrats who, you know, regard him as a self-righteous maverick. And the response is that throughout his career, I think he's been perfectly willing to stick his thumb in your eye if he thinks you have it coming to you.
Feingold was honored last week at a large banquet in Milwaukee for finally getting his McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill enacted. Like many others attending, Tony Sykes, a 53-year-old Democrat from Madison, wants Feingold in an even higher office.
I think he's loved and admired and respected, and we hope he runs for president.
For the record, Feingold says he has yet to make a decision about 2008, but as the only Democratic senator mulling a White House run who also voted against the Iraq War resolution, much for Feingold may depend on how that war goes.
That's what NPR's David Wellner learned during a trip last week to Wisconsin.